honestly, what an absolute atrocity. You know, she couldn't even see what the problem was. I was like, hello, red and pink, are we still living in 1982? So I told her exactly what she could do with her finest haute couture. Oh, can you hang on a sec, darling? Maria! Maria, can you get the door, please? Honestly, I do wonder what we're paying that woman to do sometimes. She never seems to be around when there's actually any work to be done. If it wasn't for George insisting we keep her, I'd be very happy to give her her marching orders. Anyway, darling, what was I saying again? Oh yeah, the dress. Oh, for goodness sake. Maria! That imbecile of a woman. I'll have to get the door myself. Hang on, doll, you're on the mobile, so I'll walk and talk. Honestly, do you have this much trouble with your Carla? I mean, I literally have to leave post-it notes all over the house to remind her what to do. I'm like, Maria, darling, let me introduce you to the skirting boards. Honestly, Lorraine, even a blind woman would see dirt better than Maria can. Bear with me a moment, sweetie. Hello.
Ah, good morning. Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Great. I wasn't sure if anybody would be in, but I just thought I'd swing by anyway on the off chance. I was in the neighbourhood, and I thought I'd save myself a job for later.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, ma'am. I'm Jake Hutton. You asked me to pop around to give you a quote on some work you wanted done on your...
Ah, yes. Yes, of course, Jake. I was expecting you this afternoon, but that's fine. Come in. I'm just on the phone. One moment. Sorry, darling. I have to attend to this, so I'll have to buzz you later. Yes, I'm getting some work done from Angela's plasterer, Jake. Darling. Yes, nice. Very nice indeed. Oh, behave. You're terrible. Anyway, speak later. Bye. Moi, darling. Sorry about that, darling. So, you're Jake, then. Angela was simply raving about all the good work you did for her.
Angela?
Angela Mansfield. You know, large woman. Terribly overdone. Grovesdale House?
Oh, Grovesdale House. Yes, I know it. Amazing Georgian exterior with peach blossoms leading up the drive. Yes, I've done quite a few jobs up there.
So I've heard. Angela is always getting some kind of maintenance done. If it's not the house, then it's her face.
Actually, I've had a couple of calls this week from ladies who know Mrs. Mansfield, who are looking for some odd jobs done.
Well, she's obviously been putting in a good word for you. Anyway, Jake, would you like a drink or something? A coffee, tea, or something a little stronger, perhaps?
No thanks. I have another job to get to. Perhaps you could just show me this room that needs work.
Sure, it's just through here. So, Jake, do you have lots of jobs on at the moment?
Bits and bobs, but to be honest with you, Mrs. Miller...
Oh, call me Sophia.
Well, Sophia, business has actually been quite slow recently, I guess, with the credit squeeze and the drop in the property market. People are being careful with their money and all.
Oh, yes, darling, it's such a struggle for everyone at the moment. So, anyway, here is the room I was talking about. It desperately needs replastering.
Oh, right. Really, it doesn't really look like it needs any work.
Look over here, can you see? It's starting to chip and peel. I can't stand to look at it. Call me particular if you must, but I cannot abide such hideous sights.
Right, well, to be honest, it's a very quick job and I could probably just touch it up a bit in a couple of hours.
How long would it take you to do the whole room?
Well, it's quite a large room, so it'd take at least a couple of days to do the finishing and all.
Oh, well, that's fine. I want the full room done. I can't stand to look at it any longer. And I want the room painted, too.
Right. Well, I'll get a quote together for the job.
Great. I'm sure you'll be able to give me a special price, especially with the market being the way it is. Some would say that I'm doing you the favour.
Actually, Mrs. Miller...
Sophia,
to be honest with you, I'll have to charge my standard rates.
Oh, I like your assertiveness, Jake. It's very attractive in a man. Your standard rates are fine with me, and I'm sure I'll get my money's worth.
Right. Well, I'll get a quote through to you as soon as possible so I can get started.
Oh, darling, don't worry about the quote. You can get started any time you want.
Oh, okay. Right, well, I'll swing by early next week.
Perfect. I won't keep you any longer as I'm sure you have some beautiful girlfriend that you're rushing off to...
Girlfriend? No girlfriend for me. The only date I have is with a can of magnolia and a rather tatty-looking wall.
Oh, darling, you're so funny. I'll get Maria to see you out. Maria! Maria! Oh, Jake, darling, you're doing such a marvellous job. It looks like such hard work. Why don't you have a break and come and have some tea? Maria's just made some fresh fruit scones.
Thanks, Mrs. Miller. I think I can probably take five before I start with the fresh plaster. I've had to remove all the underlying plaster to ensure you get an even finish.
You're so professional, Jake. Angela was very impressed with your attention to the smallest detail and your delicate hand.
So, is that your husband over there in the picture then?
Oh yes, that's George. He's terribly handsome, wouldn't you say?
Yes, he is. Actually, he looks kind of familiar. I'm sure I've seen him around before.
Oh really?
Yeah, maybe I saw him up at Grovesdale House.
Oh no. No, not very likely. You must be mistaken.
Oh, I don't know then. You got any kids, Mrs. Miller?
Sophia! No, no kids. George doesn't like kids. He thinks they make too much noise and make a terrible mess. Besides, they only give you wrinkles. Take Angela, for example.
Angela? I can't say I've noticed.
Oh, you wouldn't. Now. I don't know why, but men seem to find her irresistible. Come on, Jake. You're an intelligent man. Tell me, don't you think she tries too hard? Mutton dressed as lamb, wouldn't you say?
Eh?
Have seen her before she remarried. She was no Paris Hilton, I can tell you. Just goes to show what a bit of money can do for you. You know she's had another boob job done?
Eh? No, I didn't really.
Oh yes, she's got her plastic surgeon on speed dial. Sure, it's easy to look 10 years younger when you have a personal sculptor on tap.
Anyway, Mrs. Miller, made a lot of progress this morning, so I reckon I can finish the room off quicker than estimated.
Oh, honestly, there's no rush. I'd rather you take your time with it and do a good job.
I always do a good job, Mrs. Miller.
Of course you do, darling. And please call me Sophia. Mrs. Miller makes me sound like an old woman.
Sorry, I always do a good job, Sophia.
That's more like it. Perhaps I could think of some other handy jobs I could get you to do for me when you're finished.
Oh, right. Like what?
Well, I'm sure there are other parts of the house that need attending to. The kitchen. The bedroom.
Right. Well, if you make a list of the jobs that you think need doing, and I'll see about putting together another quote.
Oh, I will certainly do that. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement. No doubt you'll be able to provide some little extras.
Extras?
Oh, come on. You know what I mean.
Not sure I do.
Jake, come on, honey. Don't play innocent with me. I know all about Angela's extensions.
What? Sorry, I really don't know what you're talking about. I did Angela's extension, but there weren't any extras involved.
Honey, don't start getting all defensive on me. There's no need to worry. I'm very discreet and can keep a secret just as much as you can.
Look, Mrs. Miller, I don't know what Angela's been saying, but I can assure you...
Jake, honey, I can more than match what Angela paid you, and I'll make it worth your while. I am sure a clever man like you will take advantage of opportunities when they arise. There's always room for negotiations in a credit crunch.
No, actually, Mrs. Miller, a clever man like me would tell you that even if you're offered £1 million and there was a gun pointed at his head, he wouldn't do what you're implying.
Excuse me?
Maybe you should have left the negotiations to your husband, Mrs. Miller.
What? What do you mean? Why are you laughing?
Honey, hate to break it to you, but you're really not my type.
What do you mean, your type? You think I'm too old, don't you? You'd rather be with that piece of plastic than a woman of experience and maturity.
It's not that.
You men are all the same. Anything for a younger, prettier face.
Whoa, Sophia. It's nothing personal. I'm just not into women.
Sorry?
I'm about as straight as a roundabout.
What?
I'm gay. I've got as much interest in women as a vegetarian has in beef burgers.
Oh. Oh! But, Angela...
I'm sorry, honey, but I'd have more interest in the fruit and Maria's scones than anything you can offer me. I think your friend Angela has been telling a few fibs. I ain't complaining, as her pathetic attempts to make her desperate friends jealous mean I'm now fully booked till March.
Oh. Oh, I am sorry, I feel rather...
Foolish? Well, you should. You're not the first of Angela's friends to try it on this week, and it's only Monday.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Look, Sophia, you're a good-looking woman, and this is really not the best way for you to get back at your husband. But if you wanted me to go along with a pretense, I will.
Oh, you mean you would...
Not that, no. Maybe I could leave a pair of my pants behind to give your husband something to sweat about?
Oh, really? Oh, well, that would be very kind. You must think I'm very desperate.
No, I'd probably say that you've the wrong type of people in your life. Anyway, honey, let's have some more of these lovely scones and pretend that none of this actually happened.
Agreed. Plain or fruit?